Hey folks, Lauren Shippen here with another audio drama recommendation for you. Today I want to talk about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Wait, wasn't that person's hair a totally different color before?
What are you talking about?
That kid over there. The one we saw go in before we left to get coffee.
Maybe? I don't know.
They just came out of Dr. Bright's office, and I swear their hair was, like, long and purple before. Now it's all shaved and green. How could you not notice that?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention, I guess.
You are so bad at this.
Sorry, you're distracted.
Adam, we're in a park and there's barely anyone around. What are you distracted by, the pigeons? Oh, no. Stop. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel embarrassed. Pigeons are cool.
God, you're such an idiot sometimes. I was distracted by you.
What? Why? I've been sitting here doing nothing. I mean, look at me.
I am. That's the point.
Oh. Oh, right. Okay, cool.
Are you feeling embarrassed now?
No, it's just, I'm still getting used to it, I guess.
Used to what?
Feeling happy. You feeling happy.
How did I feel before?
We don't have to talk about this. I know it's, like, really weird.
No, come on, I want to know.
I mean, you were sad a lot. And lonely.
You could feel that?
Wait, you weren't lonely?
No, I was. I just didn't realize lonely was an emotion.
Oh, yeah, no, it totally is. But there's, like, different kinds. Like, when I get lonely, I get really, really sad and kind of, I don't know, hopeless, I guess. You felt tired with it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
God, I'm sorry. I made you sad now. I'm such an idiot.
It's okay, Caleb. You don't have to apologize every time you feel my mood change. You know, you're not actually responsible for the way I feel.
But I want to be.
What was that?
I want to be.
And believe it or not, that in itself is enough. See, I'm happy again now.
Sort of.
Oh, come on, you wouldn't like me if I was Cheery Charlie all the time. You like that I'm all broody and mysterious.
Dork.
Meathead. Speaking of which, how'd the team take it?
Take what?
You know, me and you. Hanging out or whatever.
Hanging out?
What?
I thought I was supposed to be the one who said the dumb stuff.
Shut up. This is new to me, too. So?
I don't know. We didn't have a whole team meeting about it, but... I mean, I think they already assumed that we were, you know, hanging out when we started... Well, hanging out.
Well said.
Anyway, they're cool with it. I mean, honestly, I don't think they really care what I do when I'm off the field as long as I keep playing well, so.
Well, that's very accepting of them.
They're not bad guys once you get to know them, you know?
I know. It doesn't mean I want to hang out with them.
Why not? I think they'd like you.
I've already got the only football player I need.
Aww. Don't think that means you're getting out of the party this weekend.
Damn it.
Come on. You know how it is for me around that many people, especially drunk people. It's so blurry and confusing, all those... like different feelings and colors. I need you there to keep me green.
What?
Never mind. Just please.
Fine.
Thank you. I promise. It'll be like totally painless, I swear.
Sure. Whatever you say. Oh, hey. Isn't that guy one of Dr. Bright's patients?
Where?
The one over there, that kind of shady looking guy.
Oh, yeah. No, we've definitely seen him here before.
What do you think his ability is?
It's definitely not invisibility. God, could he look more fucking conspicuous?
Seriously. He's really gunning for the role of Shady Park guy number 5. Whoops. I think he's caught us staring.
Wait, what?
He's definitely looking at us. Quick. Look like you're talking to me.
I am talking to you.
Make it look like we're not staking out an office.
I doubt he's looking at us.
No, don't turn around.
Okay, no, he's definitely looking at us because he's coming over here.
Shit.
Oh, God, what if he's like a crazy homophobe and is coming over here to try and like save us from damnation or something?
What if he's a dangerous mutant coming over here to kill us?
All right, I seriously doubt that.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi.
Do I know you?
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure? I could have sworn I've seen you around before. Say, are you one of Dr. B's patients? Dr. Bright, that is.
Yes. Yeah, I am.
Caleb, what are you doing?
You don't say. Mind if I sit?
Kinda.
Not at all.
No. Looks like your friend doesn't want me to.
Boyfriend.
Good for you. Do you mind if I talk to your boyfriend for a moment?
I guess not.
Huh. What's your name, kid?
Caleb.
Nice to meet you, Caleb. I'm Damien. And you are?
Adam.
Are you a patient of Dr. B's as well, Adam?
No.
Ah, okay. Shame. So, Caleb, what do you do?
Go to high school?
No. I mean, what's your ability? I assume you're an atypical. Dr. B doesn't have any normal patients, as far as I know.
I'm an empath.
Huh. That means you feel the emotions of other people, right?
Basically.
Ah. That's a bit of a disappointment.
Excuse me?
Sorry.
Wait, why are you apologizing to him?
I want him to like me.
What?
Oh. That's an interesting turn of events.
Damien?
Oh, boy. Well, isn't this just turning out to be a party?
Why are you scaring a couple of teenagers?
What makes you think I'm scaring them?
How do you think?
Ah, right. That pesky mind reader.
Damien!
Oh, don't worry, we're in privileged company. Caleb here is a patient of Dr. B's, and just ignore the other one.
Hey, don't talk about him like that!
I think you should get out of here, Damien.
What, you don't want to catch up? Shoot the breeze? It's been a minute.
Seriously, or I'll call the police.
Okay, no need to go nuclear. I'm sure I'll be seeing you soon anyway, Chloe. I dare say the tides are turning for old Damien.
Just go.
Ta-ta, kiddos. Nice chatting with you boys.
Well, that was interesting.
Wait, why are you angry? And why is it the angry at Caleb kind of angry?
You can tell the difference?
It's a very specific kind of angry, like disappointed and pissed all at once.
I want him to like me.
What?
Was that flirting?
Ew, what? No, God, he's like 10 years older than us.
Yeah, well, so is Tom Hardy, but you think he's cute?
I only said that because you think Tom Hardy is cute.
Everyone thinks Tom Hardy's cute.
Boys? Sorry, I think I can actually explain that. Not Tom Hardy. What just happened?
I'm sorry, who are you?
Oh, I'm Chloe. Nice to meet you.
Adam, this is Caleb. You're not going to try and hit on my boyfriend, are you?
Definitely not.
Then nice to meet you too, I guess.
You're a patient of Dr. Bright's too?
Yeah, I've been seeing her for a few months. Oh, you're the empath. The one that reminds Dr. Bright of her. Oh my God, you've met Frank.
Wait, what's happening?
God, sorry. I didn't mean to throw all that at you.
How do you know Caleb's an empath?
I'm a telepath. I can read minds.
You're shitting me.
Nope.
That is fucking amazing.
Wait, seriously, you can read minds?
Mm-hmm. You were thinking about how you liked the way my feelings felt, that they were comfortable, and I put two and two together.
Whoa.
You like how her feelings feel?
Okay, we're gonna have to come back to this jealousy thing you've got going on later. Who's Frank?
Oh, he's the homeless man you felt that one time. Dr. Bright told me about it. Well, I heard some of it in her thoughts, and she filled in the blanks. He's a friend. He's been through a lot, so his thoughts can be a lot to handle. I guess his feelings were probably the same.
Yeah, it was pretty overwhelming.
Sorry to derail the swapping of war stories, but can we get back to the main issue?
How'd you know Frank was in the war?
It's just an expression.
Frank was in a war? I guess that explains some of it.
Caleb, focus. Who was that guy?
Oh, right. Damien. You should definitely stay away from him.
Yeah, I got that vibe.
What exactly did you feel from him? He's told me what his power is, but I've never experienced it firsthand.
I don't know, it was weird. Like, I was charmed enough to want to answer his questions, but also creeped out enough to be suspicious.
I wasn't creeped out, like, at all. I, like, really wanted to tell him stuff, to talk to him, but now that I'm thinking about him, I really don't want to anymore. Now I just feel kind of, like, gray and hollow.
I wonder if his power worked better on you because you're an empath.
And what exactly is his power?
He can make people do what he wants. Or, no, that's not exactly it. He can make people want what he wants. Like he's putting thoughts into your head. Which is why it doesn't work on me, but with you...
You're feeling him want something in the first place, and then also the thought that he's pushing into your head, so it's doubled.
Wow. You're quick.
Neurosurgeons for parents. Bet my comment about dangerous mutant isn't seeming so stupid right now, is it, Caleb?
No, it's not.
You're looking a little peaky. He has that effect on people. Why don't we go get some coffee? My treat. Oh, you've already had coffee. Froyo, anyone? I know a great place on the way to campus.
I don't know.
Come on, I've got a class in an hour, and it sure would be nice to have two strapping young men walk me there. Especially with all these dangerous mutants about.
Will you tell us more about the telepathy?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Froyo sounds good right now.
Perfect. Let's go! There's this cereal topping combo that I've just got to teach you guys.
Thank you for listening to The Bright Sessions. Today's episode was written and directed by Lauren Shippen and produced by Misha Stanton. The voice of Caleb is Brigham Snow. The voice of Adam is Alex Gallner. The voice of Damien is Charlie Ian. And the voice of Chloe is Anna Laurie. Thank you to everyone who has left a review for our show on iTunes. If you're a fan of the podcast, please rate and review us. It helps us stay on the charts so more audio drama lovers can find us. If you want to help us make more of the show, you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/thebrightsessions. And make sure to check out our website at thebrightsessions.com for special bonus content and information about the cast and crew. For now, thanks for listening and stay strange.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.